Ladies and gentlemen,
put your hands together.
There's something special right here.
Hey, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby? It's OCT. The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy Ferrari Simmons.
With your favorite Ethiopian soup solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
Baller Alert, what's poppin', everybody? It's the kid Ferrari Simmons.
Hey, young world, it's your girl Sue Solo. Okay,
and you already know it's produced by me, OCT. What it do, baby? Welcome back, Sue.
I appreciate it. I'm so excited to be here. I missed y'all. I miss Baller Nation. I'm happy to not be coughing my life away right now. What an honor.
No corona, though. No corona. You actually
I didn't have corona.
Negative.
Tested negative twice. It wasn't corona. Apparently, it was a really bad cold, but I feel like it was probably stress related. My body completely shut down. So basically, it was like I spoke to my mom, and then 2 days later, my body just really shut down. I know. I was so excited to talk to her. I think like
could have been like stress, and then it just finally
that's 100%, 100%. That's what I think it was. I think it was just hearing her voice kind of calm me down, and it allowed my body to actively be as sick as it actually was. So I took the whole week off. I was able to just kind of calm down and, you know, do what I needed to do. So I appreciate you guys for the support. I'm super grateful.
Fabulous, honey.
Thank you. This is what happens when you get to talk to your mama after okay. Nearly 100 days.
And some rest. That's what it'll do for
yes,
you.
Yes, that's what it do for him.
All right, y'all ready to get to it? Just in case you missed it.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Just in case you missed it.
All right.
What you got, Rari?
50 Cent and Kanye Barris to collaborate on new Netflix series based on 50's book, The 50th Law. The autobiographical story is details on the life and career of 50 Cent. So I'm assuming it's going to be like the movie, right? The Get Rich or Die Trying movie? Yes, no?
I guess in a way.
Maybe so.
But this is a series, so, and I'm a fan of Kanye Barris. I love all of his mixed-ish, black-ish, oldish, grownish, all the issues. I love it. So I feel like with him, you know, on board, I think this is going to be great.
Listen, at this point, anything 50 decides to do, I think is very strategic. And I think everything he does has been successful, you know, for the most part. And if telling his story can be told in a series and help him get more and more money, even if he is adding a little flavor to it, that's really what a lot of this is about. Okay, it's about having a foundation and creating something to get some bread, and that's what this man is doing. That man is going to continue to make money off of his lifestyle for a very long time.
Listen, the boy is smart, man.
He's smart.
This is a smart move, and he puts the right people around him, just
yes,
like he did with Power. This is going to be successful as well, so I can't wait for it to come out.
Okay, yeah, I think 50 Cent, the content creator, is really more successful than 50 Cent, the artist.
I think so, personally. I agree with that.
And it's more money.
I mean, vision.
He does have one of the best albums of all time, Get Rich or Die Trying. That's
for
one of
sure.
My favorite albums ever.
I'll give you that, for sure. I mean, when you think about it, like, these movies and all these new series that we're all watching, like that kind of surround this particular type of lifestyle, they're all doing very well. So why not take your story, if you've actually lived it, and find a cinematic way to tell it? He did
for
that.
Sure.
He is doing that. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving right along. Property owner sues DaBaby for alleged assault after he tried to end an authorized video shoot. You know, these rappers these days, on these social media platforms, they tend to get an Airbnb or, you know, wherever they go, and they shoot videos all the time. And sometimes these owners don't like the BS that goes on in these video shoots. You know,
is that a real thing? They're really just going on like Airbnb, Venmo, getting a house and feel like they just about to shoot a music video? Or is it just like they're in the house kikiing, you know, it's a party?
Both.
Like,
I think it could be both.
See, the difference is now it's COVID restrictions. So the man was saying that he agreed upon the no more than 12 people. This man had a whole shoot there. So it was about 40 to 80 people.
40, 50 people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even just outside the COVID, everybody knows, okay, that people want location fees when you shoot music videos at their spot. Like, nobody is putting a house on Airbnb to get Airbnb prices when y'all are shooting million-dollar videos. Like, nobody's doing that.
Well, I think these videos are TikTok and Triller sometimes.
Oh.
I'm not saying that was the case for this, but I think sometimes it involves, you know, TikTok, Triller. But from what I read, when the owner got there, he went to shut it down. He was knocked on the ground by an unknown person. They also claimed that when DaBaby got out of the car, they chased him into the house and warned them not to call the police, then sucker punched him in the mouth. Also says that DaBaby knocked the tooth out and left him bloody. Now, I've met DaBaby. DaBaby is a nice guy. I don't think DaBaby is even capable of such a heinous accusation.
I mean, I ain't gonna put nothing past nobody. And I don't know what happened because I wasn't there.
Suzanne, he's innocent.
Okay, well, listen, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. What I will say is, yes, DaBaby is a very nice person. He's a people person. He's somewhat easy to talk to. But do I think that he's not capable of doing what he allegedly did?
And he seems like he don't play either.
Mm-hmm. Child, that man done said several times, okay? What he say, Ferrari? He a rapper that'll really pop off. Like, stop, y'all. He says it in his music all the time. We've seen video of him beating up a promoter, you know.
That's for entertainment purposes only.
It didn't look like the promoter was laughing at that time. It didn't look funny at all at that time. Now, again, I'm not saying that he did it. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But don't be sitting here talking about he too nice to do something like that, because he nice with them hands too. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he has shown us that several times.
He's a nice guy, man.
With them hands. Uh-huh.
All right, let's get serious though, because Tiger Woods is recovering from a lengthy surgery to repair significant injuries to his right leg. From what I've heard, it's all on ESPN that he's, even if he makes it out of surgery, which they said is a 99.9% chance he make it out of surgery, he's going to have to return daily to clean out the muscle area, the muscle tissues, and all that stuff. He got into a pretty bad accident in Sue Solo. We was talking about that on the radio, Streets 945, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Rari and Sue at 2. We was talking about this, and we were a little nervous because Sue was like, where is that at? And I said, I guarantee you it's in Los Angeles, because they got those hills, man. Mm-hmm. Those little windy hills that tend to, you know, can be prone to bad car accidents if you lose focus for, I'd say,
a second. Yeah. I mean, honestly, when I saw, you know, kind of just came across the screen, we're at the radio station, and they said it was a single car crash. So I'm thinking, okay, like, damn, I hope he wasn't drunk driving. I hope he wasn't under the influence of anything. And to see the photo, it does look like the car fell from a hill, like a cliff or one of those windy roads that you were describing. The one thing that I immediately thought about was, obviously, number one, I hope he's okay. I hope he makes it through. Number two was, is he going to be able to play golf as well as he was with a messed up leg? I don't know how intense his injuries are. I don't know if it's permanent damage. I don't know anything like that right now. But I could imagine that if there is something wrong, permanently wrong with his leg, he's going to have to retrain his body on how to play golf, because you need some sturdy ass legs.
Yeah, based off, I'm a ESPN junkie, based off the reports, they said it's going to be an 8 to 12 month recovery. So they're not even going to know if he can play golf within until after that time frame. So we're about a year out, 8 to 12 months
before he is alive. He is well. He's made it through some crazy things in his career and his life, and I think that he will make it through this just fine.
And that's what people are happy about. People are happy that he's alive more so than the golf part, because he's already 100%.
Alive. Right, and they did report that he was not impaired, and it was a pretty big road. It wasn't like a little narrow road, and it was he was the only one in the accident. So I'm not sure. We're still, you know, waiting for more details on this story. But he is well, and I feel like he should just relax and just let his body, you know, recover And it may be the time to wrap it up with golf and just be the dad who coaches your son to be another you.
Yeah, he got kids. It's time for him to be Daddy Tiger. Just Daddy Tiger and eventually be Granddaddy Tiger. How about that?
I think so. And, you know, he was just doing the father-son tournament, I believe, with his son. And his son is a golfer. So I think it's about that time.
Listen, y'all, man, check on your mental health, your physical health. Make sure that you know that you are blessed every day that you wake up, okay? And do not take this shit for granted, because people are losing their lives at the drop of a dime. I mean, this is a real... death is real. And I don't think that a lot of us, you know, really consider how quickly life can be taken away. So keep your loved ones close is all I can say.
Speaking of close, guys, an at-home shots of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine will roll out in New York City. New York plans to distribute Johnson & Johnson's single dose of COVID-19 vaccine to its senior residences once the vaccine maker receives approval for emergency use authorization. Johnson & Johnson has pledged to provide 20 million doses of the single dose COVID-19 vaccine by the end of March. They're waiting for the FDA to give it emergency authorization use. What do you guys think about
Didn't Johnson & Johnson do like a recall because they had like Ebola in the baby powder or something like that? Like,
wow.
Y'all need to relax, okay? Wow. Calm down.
So you guys are still not taking the vaccine, right? I'm going to start researching
it. First of all, Ferrari, they're talking about taking the vaccine.
I will. Go ahead, okay. Sue. What'd you say?
Are you going to take the original vaccine, or are you going to take the vaccine that they tweaked? Because now they're talking about they're going to tweak it because of the new strands. Have they tested the tweaked vaccine? No, they have not. They're going to tweak it and inject your ass with it. And you're going to come to work with a third arm and two eyes that look the other way. No.
No, I'm not.
Ferrari.
Listen, as long as Ferrari is comfortable with taking it, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Listen, do what's right for you. Just know, don't want to be the test dummy, okay? Don't nobody want to be no test dummy. Talking about we going to tweak
just it. Just letting you guys know, over, I'd say, a third of the population just about took the vaccine.
That's great.
Great for them.
That's so great. I hope that by next year, these people are still normal and healthy.
Godspeed.
Okay. Godspeed. All right. Sue Solo, we did have get good news because you told me last week. I touched on it. I said you spoke to your mom.
Yes. And that very was quick dope. Updates.
Come on.
Give y'all a very quick update on what's going on with the genocide. Let's be very clear. It is a genocide happening in Tigray, Ethiopia, which is the northern region of Ethiopia, where my family is from, where my mother currently lives. So what has been happening? It was about 100 days. There was absolutely no power. There was a communication blackout. These people could not work, could not get medical attention. They could not go to the grocery stores, couldn't access their money to the bank. Let me stop saying couldn't. They still cannot, okay? But it was 100 days of absolutely no communication with my mom whatsoever. No Facebook, no text messages, no emails, no phone calls, no none of that. So I had absolutely no idea if she was still in her town. I had no idea if she had walked hundreds of miles to Sudan as a refugee. I didn't know if she was dead or alive. And by the grace of God, by the grace of the ancestors who kept her this entire time, my mom, as of, and I really hate to talk like this, but as of last week, is alive and well. I did hear that the power and the communication has been shut back off in some areas of the region. I have not spoken to my mom for the past 3 or 4 days at this point, so I'm concerned that the blackout may be back in effect in her area. But it was a big relief to talk to her and to know that, you know, she, my mom has always been a person that prepared for the worst. She's never kept all of her money in the bank. She's never, you know, she's just always made sure to have a stash of whether it was food, supplies. And I never understood growing up why my mom was like this. And, you know, it really didn't make sense until this time. I had to remember that, you know, my mom also survived a famine, you know, as a child. So The wanted ride is still very serious. We still need attention. So please, you guys, I've been seeing y'all. Y'all have been DMing me. You guys have been sending me articles. You guys tag me and stuff. I really appreciate you guys making sure that you send me information. But I also need you guys to make sure that you are tweeting about it. I know it sounds crazy, but tweeting actually does get a lot of attention. The proper people and the proper positions of power really do get to see those things if we can make it trending. So just DM me at underscore Sue Solo, S-U-S-O-L-O. It's the same on Twitter. And I can direct you to some websites that that actually already have like pre-fixed tweets for you. That way you don't have to worry about if you're telling the right story or if you're using the right hashtags. It's already done. Just copy and paste. But there are still thousands of people dying daily. So I just want to say that, you know, if Black Lives Matter, they really have to matter everywhere. So please just take a moment to tweet about the genocide happening in Tigray, Ethiopia, and continue to pray for Ethiopia. And again, I appreciate y'all. Do not take life for granted. Literally, people are dropping like flies. So hopefully next week there will be more great news. Hopefully I would have spoken to my mother again. And hopefully we can end this genocide.
Hey, listen, man, this is a great update, you know, from the past few weeks.
Absolutely.
Like, this is one of the best updates we have so far, man. Coming up next on the Baller Alert Show, what we got, Sue?
Well, you guys, we are going to be talking to a very young man, a former Morehouse College student who has been doing some really good things for his fellow HBCU colleagues. So stick around. We're going to be talking to Bryce Thompson in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
Back to the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
All right. Hey, Baller Nation. Welcome back to the Baller Alert Show podcast. We are going to be talking to former Morehouse College student who is a 24-year-old entrepreneur, Bryce Thompson. What's up?
Let's do it. What's going on? What's going on?
Now, you tell us, you talk about let's do it. What are you doing out here in these streets that got your ass on the Baller Alert Show podcast?
You know, we just did a scholarship tour just recently, a few weeks ago, where we went to about 5 to 7 different cities and, you know, personally handed out scholarships to 11 different HBCU students around the country. So I'm assuming
how much were these scholarships worth? I mean, of course, you know what? Let me tell you, it's Black History Month. Okay, this is Black people loving on Black people. Of course, you being a former Morehouse College student, you know, it gives a little spice because, you know, we out here in Atlanta. So we're going to give you a little extra credit, a little extra flavor for that Morehouse College. Sure. Now, how did you determine, like, where these college scholarships were going?
You know, everything that's been going on in the world over the last 12 months with the Black Lives Matter movement, I went to HBCU myself. And I think HBCUs are unique in what they offer just from my own experience. I wanted it to be catered specifically to HBCUs. Now, you know, this is the first one we've ever did. I'm not, you know, that's not me saying that, you know, later down the road or years from now, we may expand it, you know, amongst other college institutions outside of HBCUs as well, but you know, the first one specifically for HBCU students, so I had to pay homage.
Child, let me tell you something. Continue to pay homage to HBCUs, okay? I think it is so important that not only we continue to show support to HBCUs, but that we do that even when we leave, okay? Now, I didn't go to HBCU, but I'm gonna say we because I feel like I'm a part of the team, okay?
Definitely.
So what's in your near future? What else do you plan to do to help HBCUs?
For me, I want to get to a point where, you know, I can do what Robert A. Smith did for Morehouse just recently, where he paid all the student loans off for, you know, all of the graduates. I think it was for 2018, which was, you know, huge.
That's major. Be able to do that at some
point. But you know, as of right now, you know, we actually just made the decision to go ahead and pay it forward and, you know, do this again for next year. So, you know, that gives, you know, even more students opportunity to apply and, you know, be granted a scholarship through our foundation.
Now tell me, how happy did it make you to be able to be a part of something so strong and so motivating? I mean, if somebody would have gave me some money, I would have been like... And somebody as young as you too, you're young. You are a young man doing this.
No, for sure. I'm gonna be honest. I've had a lot of things make me feel good, make me happy. I've been blessed financially over the last few years to be able to buy myself certain things and do certain things for my family. But it's a little different. Like, I think it's different tiers. Like one you're able to do for yourself. Second phase, you're able to do for like your family and the people that you know. And then that third phase, it's like you're able to do stuff for people that you don't know. And I think that's probably been the best feeling I've ever experienced, like being able to, you know, impact and affect people personally that I've never met before.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, Bryce, what is it that you do? I know you're young, like you said, you've done so much. Can you explain to people what you do exactly?
Yeah, what's your job description, sir?
No, yeah, right. So I run an investment group. So a few years ago, me and a few of my college friends, we got acclimated with an educational platform called I Am Academy, and basically, you know, they help us. They help us learn how to actually invest in the foreign exchange market, the cryptocurrency market, as well as other financial markets as well. So, we built a massive group over the last few years of 70,000 plus people. Like we have organizations in, you know, multiple countries now. And, you know, outside of that, I'm also an investor. So a lot of the money, you can see in 2020 we've been in a pandemic. Well, we're still in a pandemic, and you know, people don't want to use paper money. A lot of things are happening digitally. Like even the other day, I didn't even know you can tap your credit card. You don't even got to stick it in. You don't got to swipe it. You can literally tap it. You can just tap it. I just realized that like a few days ago. So a lot of different things are happening digitally, which is making, you know, the price of cryptocurrencies skyrocket up, you know, tremendously. So 2020 financially was my biggest year, and the bulk of my income came from, you know, investing in cryptocurrency. So by the end of the year, or close to the end of the year, that's when I made the decision. It's like, wow, you know, financially I'm in a position to where I can, you know, not only help myself or my family, but I can directly help, you know, even the people that I don't know.
You said cryptocurrency. Can you touch on this Dogecoin frenzy that I see people are talking about?
Is it a good play or not?
Back into it.
Yeah,
is it a long haul play?
I don't think it's a long haul play at all. Me personally, and that's just my full on opinion. I'm not personally, well, I'm not heavily invested in Dogecoin. I am heavily invested in, you know, the other more mainstream cryptocurrencies that have been around, like
the Bitcoin,
Litecoin, Ethereum. Those are more long-term safer investments as far as cryptocurrencies are concerned.
For sure. I was just going to ask you, you know, what would your advice be for college kids going your route to, you know, make it out of life?
Financial literacy. Financial literacy is a big thing, especially for, you know, young millennials like myself. I think financial literacy is more important than finances itself. Because, you know, one thing worse than not having finances is actually getting finances and losing it because you don't know what to do with it. So, you know, I think a lot of, you know, young individuals, they're so caught up on, you know, making money and, you know, getting to a certain place financially to do this, that, or the third, when in reality, we all should put more focus on actually learning what to do with a certain amount of money that we desire or that we want. So when it comes, we won't just have it for a year, we'll have it forever.
Child, I know that's right. You better say that. Listen, ladies, he is young, okay? He is educated. He got some money from what it sounds like. Okay, I don't know if he got a girl or what the case is, But please tell everybody where they can find you so we can continue to keep up with the amazing work that you're doing.
No, for sure. You know, I'm on a few different platforms, but I think it's best, you know, easier to contact me or reach out to me through Instagram. B Thompson Official on Instagram. A lot of my other platforms, you can get to me through there. So
be so proud. It's just so exciting to see Black people do what you are doing right now. We love it.
Hey man, I'll see y'all at the top.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Message.
Yo, Rari, I just broke up with my lady, man. She created a fake Instagram page to catch me cheating. I wasn't cheating, so I caught on it was her and decided to go forward with the exchange all the way into the meetup. When she walked in trying to go off on me, only to walk in on all the proof that I had that she was trying to play me. I felt like I won a championship trophy, but afterwards I felt terrible for putting all this energy into proving myself to be innocent and breaking up with her. Should I have done it easier and stayed with her? Or did she deserve what she got? Side note, we are back in the talking stages again, but I'm not trying to deal with all that BS again.
He asked you, right? So what's your advice?
Player. The key word of this whole thing was energy. You spent all that energy to prove your lady wrong. And I'm going to give you a man-to-man tip. Sometimes when you just prove your lady wrong, you wrong too. Okay? When you try to make it that your lady lose the argument, you also lose the argument, my brother. You should have just did what your ass was supposed to do and ignore the DM. Don't even reply. Don't even succumb to the DM or whatever the play it was she was trying to do to catch your ass. You should have just left it alone and y'all probably would have been still together. But instead, you created a whole mess, a headache. And she could even feel a certain way because you did play along with it, even though you was playing the game. Like, how immature is that? That's kind of immature, bro. That's just my personal opinion. Now, would I get back with her? I probably would not. It depends on what stage y'all was in the relationship. Seems like you guys are kind of young. This seems like very college-ish. Because ain't no grown lady doing all that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I know Tanisha ain't doing all that, okay? If she thinks I'm cheating, her ass is going to get up out of there.
Let me just say this
go real ahead.
Quick, okay? Sir, you put all that energy into it because you wanted to prove the one time that your ass was actually innocent. That's why you did all that. That's the only reason why you're considering getting back with her, because you proved her wrong one time. Okay? Relax. That's the only reason he put all that energy into it, because, oh, I know I ain't cheating this time. Let me get all the proof together and make her feel stupid. And then after you made her feel stupid, you sat back and said, damn, my bitch really be knowing.
And then look, you said, I felt like I won a championship trophy. Come on, bruh. But what? To be right? Nah, dog, that ain't how relationships should work, bruh. That ain't
how you... Because you got away with it this time. That's why. And that's why you feel how you feel. That's why you want to take her back. Because if she was really... this woman who was nagging you and you ain't been doing nothing wrong, you're not taking her back.
Just go. I think y'all should just go y'all separate ways. You trying to look like y'all trying to be with each other out of convenience the second go around. Seems like y'all kind of young, because this is some young folk shit. This is the Generation Z mix. This is definitely some Generation Z shit. So just leave it alone. And then just don't do that again, bro. Just don't do it again. You were right. Cool. That's what's up. But you also lost, because you lost your lady. Okay? So especially if she was a good lady, you know what I'm saying? If she's a good woman and she made a mistake. If she made a mistake, you don't got to rub her face in it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just think just grow up a little bit and just don't do that again. I think next time, if that were to happen, you'll know what to do and what not to do. Just be like, nah, babe. No, or just ignore it. I ignore DMs all the time. You dig? I don't even reply to the DM. Matter of fact, I don't even put I don't even open up the DM so you can even see that I saw the DM. You dig what I'm saying? So don't even god dang do that again, bro. Just fall back.
Wise words from Rari. Take us up out of here, player.
Man, I actually had something today. It just crossed my mind, man. And it's going to be quick, short, and sweet. Spread knowledge. Spread some knowledge, man. Put your people on. I started to see a lot of people holding some seats. You holding seats. Mm. You're holding seats because you're intimidated by the youngsters. You're intimidated by the people that are younger than you. You are also intimidated by the people who may be better than you. You holding seats because you're scared. If you recommended a youngster or someone who's younger than you, or you paid it forward, that actually makes you look good. It adds to your blessings that's gonna come to you. I just think, you know, put your people on, pay it forward, and stop holding seats, cause some of y'all is old as hell and you're starting to look corny.
We'll see you next week on the Baller Alert Show, y'all.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.